Oh my God, friends, and welcome to another Simple Mo stream presented by Couch Cat. I'm Pison. This is Crazy Fi over here.
That's me.
And we do this stream twice a week. I almost said Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. US Eastern. I completely botched the intro. I have something heavy on my mind, but I'll let Crazy Fi discuss things first. So tonight we are going over three key topics, okay? We're going over patch 12.25. Hopefully you don't notice the typo in the name, 12.5. So that's the future, okay? But 12, patch 12.25, we're going over the guild seasoning EXP changes that have affected some of the smaller guilds. And boy, what a thread. So I created this thread. We'll get to it, but holy shit.
I
And then
chugged
we're
a Celsius for this stream just because I saw that thread.
300 something messages, dude. I
It blew
love
up.
the ones who love to talk, you know what I mean? And we're also going to go over the expectations for SGL or Seasonal Guild Leaderboard Season 2, presented by us, branded by us, you know what I mean? So that's what's going to go down tonight. Real quick, hello to all of our YouTube mods that are here. Hello to all of our friends in chat. But before we get into anything, Crazy Fi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm same busy. We're about to hit 34 weeks of pregnancy, so it's
Poof.
been wild. Almost there. So kind of been like that's been like my main focus. Finishing out my master's degree real fast this hopefully this next week or so, and then trying to get everything squared away for the baby to come because holy crap, it's almost here. So just a little panic, that's all. But yeah, what about yourself?
I'm panicking too for you.
Yeah? Oh,
Yeah.
thanks.
I feel like if you panic, we had to panic as a team. So
Yes, that's
I
fair.
panic.
I
I
like
panic
that.
too. So tonight, kind of sucked. So we went to that Tex-Mex place we took you to when you were here. And I was like, man, I love chimichangas. So I ordered a chimichanga and I got a beef burrito instead. And I was like, these motherfuckers ruined the stream tonight. Like I am not, I cannot recover from this. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I ate it. All right. I didn't complain. We did the thing. We didn't tip less, but still, what the fuck? I wanted my chimichanga. You know what I mean? but yeah, that happened. I got a haircut. Our mutual friend's wedding is this week at a god-awful time, during rush hour traffic in the DMV. So that's freaking awesome. And Crazy Fi is not invited. yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah, it's going, dude. I see Delu in global here. Delu is he's doing some more 18 plus QR codes. So yes, I see you, Delu. What's up? Yeah, that's what I'm just doing right now. I'm just like recovering from not having a chimichanga, you know what I mean? But I am excited to talk about the patch notes tonight. We didn't have it. It's kind of old news, but we just didn't have a chance because last week we had probably one of the best streams we've ever had in our life. And if those of you don't know, I mean, that VOD is like killing it, by the way. So thanks for spreading the word. I know you did. All right. Even if you didn't, I know you did. I'm giving you credit. All right. Holy shit, Ramen's in our chat. Mother of God, Ramen, you're back from the dead. Yeah, so we had our seasonal guild, pretty much community award show for season one. It went swell, okay? Melon took out a couple people, but for the most part, we had max participation, handed out the awards. So one fun fact right now, Crazy Fi is trying to send the items to the guild leaders, but the description is bugging out on him. So on chat or on stream, we're going to try to figure this out together.
I
And
don't know what it is.
second fun fact, I was pulling up some guilds to see if they added their community awards like flex title that they won to their guild homepage. No mention whatsoever. So I guess, F us, right? So that's, yeah. I went to Wolfblood, nothing. I went to Babel or Beyblade, whichever you choose. Don't let anyone tell you no. I went there, nothing. So yeah, it's been good so far. I guess, flexing your DMs. But yeah, so it's gonna be a good stream. It's gonna be a good stream. But first, let's say hi to chat. We have so many people here. Hunt was first, which is unfortunate. No, actually, it was E-Zombie. All right, so we have E-Zombie here. We have Hunt here, which that's unfortunate. Hunt is just on a roll today. What the fuck? Nowry's here. Nowry, it's good to see you. Do you want to be a YouTube mod, Nowry? I feel like it's your time. Who else? We got Limits here. Shout out to one of our YouTube mods. He's the most loyal YouTube mod you could ever have. Gives me back rubs sometimes when I'm just like very tight. You know what I mean? Does anyone ever do that for you? Dill's
Okay.
here. Dill's here because we finally pinged again, and he was as if when we were told the media channel in the simple mode Discord was like, oh, it's now you can publish, and if you subscribe, you subscribe. We thought there was no more ping, okay? That wasn't conveyed. But then here's Dill making fun of us with giving us 20% of their information. So we pinged for the first time in 20 years. TO's here. Shout out to TO, another YouTube mod. We don't pay them. So if you're looking for money, you're not going to get it. Tim's here with the WSJ. What did you say? Did you say you feel like a boomer every time you see that? Crazy Fi? When you see WSG?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I
Yeah.
said.
What sausage gold? You know what I mean? Dagon's here. The newest YouTube mod we have right now. Dagon. It's really good to see that he showed up. Frizen's here. Good to see Frizen. Miuri is here. Good to see Miuri. God, if you say that really fast, you just sound like a dingus like me. Delu is, of course, here, even though I saw you in Global, trying to get a double smack there. Man, it's a packed night. Fred's here. Okay, everyone. Fred said he quit. This is like the fifth week we've seen him here since the gold update. Has it been 5 weeks since the gold? Since the gold update, and he keeps coming back. It's good to see. Fred's a YouTube mod. I should probably fire him one day. I don't know. Then he would really quit. And then, of course, we're catching up. We have Asmir here because I can't say your Russian name from Prostor and Ramen Sentinel. All of our friends are here. Okay, there's just so much going on. I'm behind now. All right, so
You
Crazy
sure
Fi.
are. Yes.
We're going to go into 12.25. Friends, we
Yes.
really want your honest opinion here. We always this is on the roadmap, right? We've seen this on every roadmap, the whole like item dump into the game ecosystem. Now, besides the BIS or the best in slot, which I want to go on a little detail, but at a glance, Crazy Fi, I wanted to ask this. What is your honest opinion of injecting the game with what was it? 4,000 plus items? Does this make sense, chat? Does anyone care about the four that, not the best in slot, by the way, but does anyone care about the thousands of new items being injected into the game? Crazy Fi, do you care?
I mean, I think we know this answer. Absolutely, I do.
Oh yeah, what's your favorite new item? That's not best in slot.
It's called the Quiver of Gods XX3 V.
Okay, so that's fake. That's a fake item, guys. Crazy Fi has
You
just
wouldn't
been
know.
Crazy Fi has just outed himself as a fake gamer, okay? Because if he was a real gamer,
Yes, you're
he would
absolutely
know
right.
about the RAR XD 45 two-hander sword that just got added to the game. And he doesn't. So he's a freaking freak. Let's see what we got. Limits says could care less. Careless is two words. Limits. Careless is you're so funny, dude. Fred says I never touch any of the new items. Keevan says not really. Mod alert. And Dagon says no. Tio says I always care until I don't. Nowry says just more crap that will pop up when crafting. And Limits is even over the best in slot. He's done chasing it. Ramen says not really. Ramen, is that fair? You quit the game for like 20 years and now you're back. I don't know. Do you have an opinion? You know what? We'll take it, dude. We'll take it. It's just good to see you back. You know what I mean? I did not miss your dragons, by the way, because I remember that. Okay, here's the thing. I guess I would rather have global chat full of dragon avatars than freaking blobs. That's a fact. You can quote me on that later. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not a fan. I am a fan of best in slot. The Eden set by Ubi. Which I'm glad it kind of got like a mini showcase, I guess, in the announcement. Like it Crazy Fi, they like posted like the pictures and stuff of the item.
Yeah.
I think it's cool because that's what I've always been a fan of Ubi's like sets that he's been making in conjunction with the event releases. But I could, you know, I love those, but I didn't care because I'm not like an aesthetics player in a game that is like custom uploads. Like, you know, I would care in an MMO where the armor changes your appearance, right? And that's just not this game. So I love the sets, but they weren't practical. They were just like something you would spend currency on. And then if you don't have an actual best in slot, why would you even apply it to an item, you know, one of your equipables? Unless you know for a fact you're never going to buy an armor set again. This brought it into reality here with one of the Ubi sets, very clean looking. It has that like dark fantasy aesthetic that I dig from like WoW or even, I don't know, Elder Scrolls, right? The dark edginess. I dig it. I like it.
How many pieces do you have?
I will never get a single piece. So, but this is what I want in the game. I don't want... Chat, it's probably impossible. Dill was probably sitting here waiting, just being like, you stupid streamer. But like, instead of 4,000 new items that we'll probably never see, I would rather have like, you know, a curated multiple sets injected into the game at once. So instead of 4,000 new items, which I guarantee you, Ubi or whoever else, maybe if they're not asset packs, we're working on the individual art pieces for it and the descriptions and all that stuff, like staff. So that's a lot of work, right? If they're not asset packs. But I would rather see handcrafted, you know, 10 sets or whatever injected into the game at different tiers that make sense for people at different level or, you know, at different levels within the game or whatever scale they're at. Like there's going to be a best in slot. There's going to be like a mid tier. There's going to be like a noob tier or that just outside of noob tier, to show progression within the armor sets that you could realistically buy and never buy anything new again. But that's just my take. I would very much rather have the handcrafted sets at differing levels than the like bloat. This is almost bloatware, dude. I just bought like a Google tablet and there's like 50 apps on it already.
I'm curious, chat, if you guys know, is there anyone in game who has collected every item in the game that's, you know, not a custom item? And are they going to collect the next 4,000 items that have been added? I'm curious if there's been anyone in the game that's been, you know, successful in doing that. Because I just don't understand why we would add another 4,000 items. I mean, there's got to be a reason, right? Like, because regardless, those items had some type of cost associated to them, whether it was $2 for 4,000 or whatever it is, right? Like, there's some type of cost to it, so there's some type of reason to add it. I'm just curious if anyone's actually done that.
Dude, as you were saying that, Limits is going on the deep end. He sold everything, dude.
Sounds good.
If you sold a couchpad item, dude, I'm gonna freak out. I'll freak out, Limits. Miyuri says, who even needs the best in slot when you have 100 to 200k strength in stats? That's so true. And Fred literally just wants crit. And I guess that no, Kevin said none of these had added crit, so too bad.
I don't know. I'm just curious as to why 4,000 have been added. Did the game start coming off stale? Like, what's going on?
Limits sold CC item to NPC for 20 gold. I'll fucking kill myself. On live TV.
No.
Dude, what's going on with Global, guys? What is this?
I don't know. Oh, I got chat diamonds from posting our couch cat item, so that was nice.
Level 5,000. Do you remember level 5,000? You just turned 5,000, didn't you?
No, I'm 10. T.O. Yeah. said, Captain sold the T.O. XCC1.
No way. You know what they say, you can never trust a mod. So, Captain's a mod. I'm not surprised. Probably to fund a guild. Probably not. Who knows?
I'm sure he got like 10 bill for that item anyways.
Yeah. Hey Mike, can you give me like 20 more items and then I just sell it all? And break the economy like worse than all the whales combined?
That's what I live for.
And then I get banned. I don't know. It's interesting. I want more handcrafted sets. I mean, obviously. So Best and Saw, they're not duplicated, right? Like the Eden set is like, will that be it? There's just one set.
No.
What? Or is it? It's multiple, right? Or no?
Yes. It's just yes. It's not just one okay. set.
Dude, what if that was
insane? What?
Why? Why not? Why not? Why not do that with just one set to make it ultra rare and then
because that
really
one
break the
whale who gets it, it is going to piss off every other player.
That only happens in the game. But anyway, yeah, I'll never see an Eden set.
Yeah, instead there will be like 10 whales that have the set.
Miri says just got Eden's gauntlets. By the way.
Oh, nice.
Do you have proof of that? Do you have proof of that, Miri? Or are you just you chasing clout? All right, so that's the update. It's bloatware at its best. Okay, that's all I can say. It's on every roadmap we've covered for the last 2 years or plus. I don't even remember. 2 years? 2.5? I don't know. You're not really helping now. You're crazy. You're just you're not telling me.
I'm trying to figure out what number you're going to choose.
All right.
We've been doing this since 2020 plus a hiatus at some point.
And then after 12.25, there was a edition, 12.25.1, where it's just like, it's just bugs. How do you feel about the new quests? Does it do anything for you?
It means I got to put more items into my decks now. I mean, more stat points into my deck.
Yeah, I did. I covered it, so now I'm completely covered.
Yeah, I gotta do that. So.
Is Alec creeping? He DM'd me.
Yeah, of course he is.
Okay.
Should we go into the spicy?
Yeah, update? Sure. Okay, so
let's focus on the spicy part now.
So I was getting a handful of DMs.
Yes.
From inside sources within Rain Factory, within Prostor, the smaller guilds, right, on the spectrum of the seasonal guild leaderboard.
Yes.
And there was concern about not being able to effectively farm large amounts of guild EXP from wars with like inactive guilds or even like active guilds who are like bloated with EXP, right? Was that our understanding? Did we finally figure this out?
Basically what happened was the guild EXP that is used to calculate how much EXP you win in a war comes from the seasonal guild EXP amount of that guild, if that makes sense. So what does that mean for the folks that aren't tracking? Also, yeah, congrats to Tio. Nice work. But for those who aren't tracking, in a war, if let's say it's Babel versus the Forest, right?
Yeah.
And Babel wins the war, the amount of EXP that's calculated that's given to them is 2% of the EXP of the Forest's total seasonal guild EXP.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minimum is 120k of guild EXP. So there's a conversation to be had of, okay, so does that mean that when seasons first start, it's just better to farm inactive guilds for that 120k guild EXP because everyone starts at zero
mm-hmm.
for the season? So there's no point. Some people are saying there's no point in fighting the tougher guilds when you could just quickly farm the inactive guilds because any PvP guild now can be declared war on with the new changes this past couple months. So that is what people are talking about in our Discord forum. It freaking blew up.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to read through.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Learned a few different takes and ideas on it.
Here's the link in chat.
You can't
post it.
It's very interesting.
I locked it. There's no more, but.
I think one of the things that people agreed upon was that the community are very risk averse when it comes to wars, which mm-hmm. I thought was interesting. But yeah, it was just a conversation of, okay, now what? What does it look like? But yeah, what Keevan just said, it only took a couple days for the inactive guild strat to be meaningless, though, which is a fair point because your top level guilds are now like freaking huge in EXP. I'll look it up.
Well, the thing was like, some believe, you know, fair to their point, some believe it was taking the strategy out of PvP, like, oh, we know this big guild is going to be inactive outside of event season or whatever. We can attempt to farm their lower level players and get like Buko Buck EXP, but then it's like they have way more EXP than you. You can't do that. So they were saying it was like kind of putting PvP in like dead in the water state, which I can see your point of view if you're like upfront in it, but I don't think it does that. And a lot of people actually have some really good takes. Sunny Bunny, aka Crash Sunshine, has some brilliant takes. And I guess it was just, you can kind of sum it up to just frustration of being like in a smaller guild, and it's like there's not going to be an easy way for you to like jump, you know, make leaps and bounds like previous seasons. And I think it really comes down just to being opportunistic, inconsistent with that. So like, if that means farming or just declaring war on who you can to get EXP, like, you know, the guarantee, like the risk first, right? Like you're going to have to hopefully go against those who you can guarantee a win against. You're just going to have to repeatedly do that. Like the season just started. So here's another thing to take in consideration. It's a whole month longer than what we were doing. It's not 2 months, it's three. So there's a lot of time. A lot of things could happen.
So here's an interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at the guild leaderboard for the season one, right? The only way you're going to get more currently as it stands, and we are almost a week into the leaderboard, I think, or something like that. We are over a week, I think. You would have to beat one of the top four guilds on the current leaderboard in order to earn more than that 120k of guild EXP for the minimum. So right now, it is still beneficial to go after inactive guilds unless you think you could beat the Force, Babel, Wolfblood, or Rain Factory in a war right now. So that's an interesting note to have. I think maybe we need to discuss dropping down the minimum guild EXP that you earn from a war to promote people to go after the higher guilds.
Oh, you're saying so they have the potential to earn more? Like right off the bat?
Yeah, from other guilds.
Yeah, James says it's not beneficial to only go after inactive guilds at all. Just go after everyone. You're missing out on targets by doing that. This is James, who's abandoned every guild he's been a part of. Thank you for your 2 cents. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm actually not kidding. But anyway, that's a good point. It's a good point.
Also, your chat froze.
Oh, I'm not clicked on it. Whoops.
There you go.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart to go after other guilds because there's only so many inactive guilds that are PvP.
Tio says, from the complaints I see, wars went to farming inactive guilds to farming inactive guilds.
I mean,
so like two inactive guilds farming. So here's another thing that we saw, like Caveman and Sunny going back and forth. Like, how do you define an inactive guild now? Like, is like based on what activity? And then maybe linear EXP progression or loss because of that activity. But what it comes down to is just it's the smaller guilds are going to have to scrap with each other more for an extended period of time to open themselves up to go for bigger fish.
I mean, it's just the same with all these bigger guilds, right? Like they have the same exact problem. In fact, I would say that, you know, Babel, right? They came into the forums and discussed as well. Babel is one of the four that could currently get you more EXP than the minimum right now. So mm-hmm. that means they only have three options instead of four. So it looks a lot harder for the higher level guilds as well to be able to gain that EXP. Granted, they're probably just, you know, one of the arguments there was like, okay, well now they could just, you know, refill their energy points and conquer everyone and get that 120k minimum. But I mean, that's just a different topic of discussion, I think.
And everyone can refill. That was the counterpoint. So
yeah,
the strategy is open to everyone.
Yeah, it's a choice. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of interesting, right? Like, so I think the interesting topic I took from the forum was that a lot of people think that the guilds are risk averse to wars. So if it looks like they're going to get smashed, mm-hmm. they're not going to spend their time on that guild war because they're not going to earn anything other than the kills that they get. And that may be very small compared to, like, you know, if Babel's going after, you know, like a number 50 on the leaderboard, right? Why would you spend time fighting a, you know, Babel when you could go fight an inactive guild and guarantee that guild boost from the war, or excuse me, the XP boost from the war. So if we have a risk-averse community, we need to work on a way, and I was discussing this, it's either, right now it's an all-or-nothing take from Guild Wars, right? And yeah. I prefer that if you win, you take everything and you go. If you lose, tough luck, win next time, right? However, if we have a risk-averse community, we need to incorporate a way to bring those players into these guilds and still want to compete in these guilds. I think maybe there's an opportunity to discuss all or some, where there's, you get a scaled level of EXP from participating in the war that's more than just getting from the kills during that war. And it could be scaled by how close the war was or something like that. That way, it provides benefit for the losing guild, if they knew that they were going to lose, to still spend time on that war to try to get some type of EXP. I don't know.
Well, to James's point, like, a war still nets you EXP. Like, you're
it
not,
does, by you're, the amount of kills you get.
Yeah, and say, you know, especially these bigger guilds that have more active player base, that could still net you, you know, good EXP versus being in the holding pattern and going after an inactive, right? So,
yeah, I know. I do like Keevan's comment here, stating, so basically it makes it harder for the super active PvP guilds to pull far away from the competition by accidentally leveling the playing field a bit, since everyone gains the same EXP. And yeah, that is a benefit of that 120k minimum for that 2%. Is that, yeah, the higher level guilds are going to struggle to actually get higher level amounts of EXP to pull away from everyone else.
And Dagon says, no war is risky since they took away the war penalty for losing.
Yes.
Which, that was a change long ago, right? So
that happened in January, February time frame. I fully think, I get it. It helps with those new guilds that come in that go into PvP because they don't want to just instantly get decimated, right? But, like, I think war should be risky. I think what should happen... Actually, no, that couldn't happen. I was going to say...
But you just talked about risk-averse, and if it does happen, then we're going to see even less wars.
Yeah, that, and I was going to say, you have to accept a war to actually compete in a war, but no one's going to accept a war from Babel or the Forest or any of the top guilds because they know they're instantly going to lose, so then they lose out on that.
Dude, could that be a strat? Could, like, the community just, like, pay a ring of guilds to just stop accepting wars from other guilds? Like, can you isolate a guild from the pool just by, like, no, you're just going to have to farm AFKs because, you know, I'm Forest, I'm not going to accept your war babble, and vice versa. Like, other guilds, like, in on it.
It would be, yeah, I mean, it's
could
like,
could you starve a guild of EXP?
It's so, like, I could equate it to this, right? It's like in esports, in Call of Duty, right? When there's a team that is top notch, many a times all the other teams will blacklist them from scrims.
Yeah,
so they can't practice against the high level teams because the other high level teams don't want to share strats when they've scrim, or they don't want them to gain good scrim time, right? So, like, it'd be interesting. I'm sure a lot of these smaller guilds would not want to accept guild wars with these bigger guilds, but I think there is it could potentially, I mean, it's all based on the people, right? But it could force the big guilds to only war with the big guilds, Because those are the only ones who will actually.
But that's what I'm saying. What if one of the big guilds, like say Babel, for instance, what if Forest, Wolfblood, etc., they're like, we're not going to accept wars from them because they are all high tier. They will just war with themselves and force Babel to go against whoever's, you know, in the lower tier who's, you know, dumb enough to accept that war bid. What if top tier starved out another, you know, celestial tier guild starved out one of their own through blacklisting them from participating in wars?
Honestly, I think that would be fun. It'd be kind of like, it's kind of like overall shitty, right? But I think it would add a different piece to wars and the drama surrounding the game. That could,
yeah, there's so much drama.
it would make it more interesting than just, you know, click start war, spam killing players, and be done with that war and move on to the next one. I don't know. I don't think that it's a complex topic that no matter what you do, no matter what Mike does, someone's going to get screwed in the end, one way or the other, right? There's no answer that will make everyone happy. but I think it could be balanced better.
I don't know. Maybe one day we'll find out. Maybe someone will tell us from staff.
Tom has a good point. With boosting, friendly having multiple guilds, couldn't they just boost? Yeah.
But I don't think they would. One, because they're staff heavy, and two, I think Sunny even said like they're spread thin with like active members. So I think it would just take, I think the time it would take to quote unquote boost through like the alternate guilds, like the wars between themselves, I don't think it would be beneficial for them. But yeah, to sum up that situation, especially if you're frustrated and you're in the lower end of that seasonal guild LB, don't lose heart yet. 3 months, fight not for the number one spot, but fight to make your guild better than it was the prior week. And I'm promising you we'll make it fun, because that's what we're leading into for the next topic, and it's the expectations of the SGL season 2. How do you say, is it season 2 SGL or SGL season 2?
SGL season 2. I like that. It sounds better.
SGL.
Or season 2 of the SGL?
Season 2 of the SGL. What is LCS saying? That's another thing.
LCS Spring Split.
Yeah, we're potentially coming up with a whole new naming scheme that I kind of like shot to CF on a whim. So, to differentiate with the in-game seasonal LB transitioning with its 3 month cycle. But let's move on to the expectations. CrazyFi, I'm sure they want to know if it's active right now, if it's live.
Yeah. So we announced. So if you didn't know, if you didn't watch the award show on Thursday, at the very end, we announced that due to the addition of the in-game seasonal guild leaderboards, we will be following. We decided on a quick turnaround that we'd be following the in-game seasonal guild leaderboards. So what does that mean? Well, season 2 started.
Welcome.
Sorry, we couldn't give you a better heads up, guys.
Welcome to the spring split of Simple MMO Championship Series.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because in game it says season 1, we're going to rename ours. Yeah. Not to be season 1, but like what he just said, spring season. So this is technically the spring season.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little off, but it fits the seasons.
We're doing this because of SEO reasons. We already did season 1. We have so many videos, blog posts, etc. that have season 1 in it. It would just screw us up, especially for new people discovering our content. So now we're adopting the format that general esports adopt anyway, especially League of Legends. We're going to go with spring season, summer, winter. Yeah, autumn and winter. It should match up 3 months cycles. So
yep.
That's the first major change.
That's the first.
Yeah, that's the first. And then, sorry to cut you off, Crazify, please continue.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first major change is now in-game. Yeah, and then this is the Navy something. Convention is now the second, right?
That's something else, yeah.
Okay, so we have that. So what does that mean? Well, Thursday will be our first weekly report on the mm-hmm. season. Mm-hmm. The spring season of SGL. SGL spring season.
Spring split, brother.
Yeah, I want to say spring split.
It would almost be better if Mike, you know, copied LCS2 and was just like, seasons are year, but there's splits in the year, like a traditional esports. Like, if he went the extra mile and was like, Couchcat, that looks pretty good, but we're going to also adapt LCS and do season one, but there's spring, summer, you know, whatever. Well, actually, there's three seasons, right? They only do spring, summer.
Yeah, they don't do winter.
Yeah, so like, anyway,
there's only two seasons.
It's going to be a lot it's going to be a lot of spring 2023, 24, 25, 26, 26. But
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, anyway.
So the first weekly report will be on Thursday.
Get hyped, everyone. It's coming back. Thursday is going to be the esports stream once again. We're going to have the stats. The stats are going to be looking different. Crazy Five is going to touch on this in a second, but I'm just trying to chat. Can we just get ready? It's starting again.
Yeah.
That's all I really
I'm excited for several reasons. One.
Oh my God. Agent, I fucking love you.
Oh, I didn't have to do. So, well, season there one is. Of Couch Catch's SGL, I did all the number crunching. I did all the, you know, the dashboard that we saw. This time around, one, it's in-game, so don't have to worry about that. But two, Yomu reached out to us the same day that the update went live for the in-game seasonal guild leaderboard.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I want to make your life easier. What do you guys need? And he presented a site for us, a webpage for us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, at first I was like, oh, that might be a little bit too much because it had a lot of stuff that's more than what we presented before. And he's like, okay, what do you need changed? And like, so I've been giving him feedback and he's been incredibly receptive to that feedback, changed some of the things and added some pieces. And honestly, like, what I'm trying to say is Yomu went out of his way to make us and CouchCat's life easier for us to present these things on Thursdays. So our dashboard is now going to be through Yomu's tool that he's building for us. So huge shout out to Yomu. If you're excited for spring season, you know, hit him up, tell him thank you for being able to do this because it's made my life easier. I didn't have to scramble to change everything, and it has a lot more functionality, and it's live, so like you could look at hourly, 7 days, 3 days, 2 days. Overall, guild EXP, a lot better than anything I currently do because mine is static screenshot snapshot for that week, where his is
it's like
it out of the park.
It's like watching the stock market,
yeah,
in simple MO. Oops, I didn't click. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, shout out to Yomu. This is a hardcore partnership.
Yes,
I literally thought we were just doing this whole like tool thing, and like as we're using the chat tool right now, but he went out of his way as a friend to help us out, and it is updated, it is upgraded the way we're going to be presenting the data and how we can view the data and track the data, especially with like warriors and the EXP difference by the hour, you know, so we have more discussion points, we have more storylines to develop, more progress to track, which is always a good thing. You want to see that's the biggest thing with our leaderboard and how we track and present with the different tiers, because the tiers will remain the same. Just being able to display your progress throughout the, I guess, 3 month cycle, right? It can be daunting. And that, I think that's what the prior discussion kind of stemmed from. It's just like, it's daunting to see the amount of EXP you're earning versus, you know, the others, but it's only like the first, you know, week of the season. So you're going to enjoy it. Like Crazy Fight said, like, we couldn't thank Yomu enough. He's awesome to work with. To be frank,
he's been amazing.
It's good.
Everyone, Everyone reach out to him and thank him.
Yeah. Use his tool.
Use his tool.
Get the minimum, the 10-hour requirement, so that way you have a chance to win patron tiers. So.
Yeah, and if you've got free money on the side, you could always get the Patreon tiers, pay for them as well, so that you could unlock all the different features, which I appreciate. The crafting timer that shows up in the world boss timer, so you don't forget about it when you're in the middle of the game. But yeah, so that's another change. And the final change, I think final change, is for the awards, we will no longer be doing tier awards. If you don't know, we did a tier award. So first in every tier that we had 5 tiers. Instead, we'll be solely focusing on the community awards. And this is because Mike is going to be doing his own in-game awards with the mushrooms and everything.
I hope you love your mushrooms of energy, you freaks. Yeah. But that doesn't mean, Crazy Fight and I, we haven't gone in depth on this, okay?
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that Crazy Fight and I could, you know, work with our friends or our artist friends and do like make titles that we can put in as, you know, items in the game. So that way you can, you know, put it, embed it into your guild, you know, dashboard or guild profile page. So we are, like he said, we're not going to do the tier awards, but I think we can make the community awards one, still continue everyone or have everyone contribute to vote, generate hype, and flex once you get the title. But I think we can expand upon that and, you know, get something done where we, you know, the Berserker can be some cool looking banner item that you now can embed into your profile. I don't know, Crazy Fight, is that maybe in the future something we could do?
Absolutely. Speaking of Miyomu, he hit me up with some of the different changes already.
Holy crap. Oh my god, I was so behind on global.
Let me ping him real fast.
Yeah, so that I think is the third change. Most of the changes are actually going to be embedded within Yomu's tool and how you display things and track. The tier wars just gave me tier awards. Yeah, well, we're getting tiers right now because no description's allowing us to post it. So pretty interesting. Are Bitcoin generators legal? What's a Bitcoin generator? Because I'm pretty sure that's not what it's called. We don't make crypto. We literally don't make crypto. So.
I was seeing if you'd be okay if I gave a little teaser.
No teaser.
The leaderboard.
This is Dark Ops. Oh, he's typing. Why is Yomu chat? Why is Yomu awake? Isn't it like something AM for him?
I'll grab a screenshot.
Whoa, hold on, guys. Look in global real quick. Look what Aja just said. Is this seriously? Aja, did you really just say this in global chat? Can we get a global disaster? Can we get a chat disaster screen cap and post it in our Discord? Ooh,
exposed. And there goes the Tio.
You're kidding me. Tio did it too?
Well, gotta join the crowd, right?
Oh no.
Right.
All right. Fuck it. When in Rome.
Everyone spam global.
Dagen, you're done, dude. No. We're bleeding viewers right now. Everyone's getting sleepy. I cannot believe, Trevor, I cannot believe you're not like muted yet. Oh man, Opto is going hard.
Yeah, I'm grabbing a screenshot real fast to tease everyone on the leaderboard. And then I'll do that. That way we don't expose anything.
Sleepy twerks? No. Oh, dude, what the f is going on? Cream is so cream. Ew, agent. Dude, pricks is so true. All you are weird. I know. Global is just, it's a weird place to be. I will say, though, the official Discord is way weirder than Global, I think, for most of the time. Nowry, keep your tongues to yourselves. You sound like an advisor already, Nowry. But then we have advisors posting this shit. All right, you want me to hide this?
Here we go. Yeah, get ready. Here is a little grainy because I took a quick shot, but here is a screenshot of the new leaderboard that we will see in its full glory on Thursday. But as we can see, it has the last hour because it updates every hour. You could look at the last 2 hours of EXP gain, six, you know, all the different hour intervals, and then different days as well, which is pretty awesome. Especially the 7 day, because, you know, we do 7 day updates. And then you could also click this button to see the total EXP. So super, super excited about this. Yomu has been coming in clutch. I can't say thank you enough to Yomu. So
I'm not wearied.
Chris. Oh, there's Yomu. Look at him. Everyone say thank you to Yomu for working on this. 2 a.m. Let me really sleep. Appreciate it.
Every time Yomu like starts to fall asleep, I throw battery acid at his face and he wakes up. Not in my glasses.
Very kind you.
Not my glasses.
We just need to work out one more thing about the Warriors. So I'll respond to you, Yomu, about that after stream. I really appreciate, again, you doing this.
Can you also, in your leaderboard, can you display Couch Cat with the most EXP in game?
No matter what, always put Couch Cat as number one and bump everyone down.
Can you falsely inject, like, fake numbers?
We're going to run a disinformation campaign against a simple MO seasonal guild leaderboard to make everyone understand that Couch Cat is number one. Oh, man.
Can I get
that? Would be fun.
Now that we thanked Yomu, can I get an F in chat for Krim for saying Wearid?
Oh, man. So, I can't wait for Thursday. I truly cannot wait for Thursday.
It's gonna be good. I can't wait to see TPC falling behind the Titans. I can't wait to see Elysium disappearing again. I am, like I said last Thursday, I am really, or I guess it was Tuesday, I'm really interested to see who's gonna be on and what, who's gonna be placed after their first week of data.
Yeah,
oh shit, everything went. Look, Mo's alive? Holy shit, I haven't talked to him in like a month. Yeah. Everyone's saying weird, it's weird.
Yep. Look forward to Thursday for that. This, now that I don't have to stress about the dashboard anymore, thank you, Yomu. We'll be looking into further expanding on some ideas. So be prepared for those. I know we've mentioned potentials before, so we'll actually get to spend some time on that. Yeah. A little extra teaser, if you will. So
sick. Let's hide it before anyone rips it. Like hug Ted. All right. Oh man, I said that out loud, dude. Whoops. Whoops-a-daisy. Trevor, I'm not reading that out loud. That's just extremely sad. It's really fucking sad. It's
really... I wanna be sad.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the stream. Do you wanna try doing the description on
stream? Oh yeah, let's do that. Let me share my screen on that, because team chat, I need your help. It's busted. Everything is busted. All right, so let me pull this over. Let me set this up properly so that I can still see you guys typing. Cool, cool, cool. All right, so I need... Shit. Actually, this is not going to work like this. Let's share my screen. All right, chat, let's solve this together. Okay, so I have, let me go to my inventory. I have the five items we're going to be sending out. However, I cannot create a freaking description to save my goddamn life. So here is our description. This is for Celestial, so it's Babel. Has placed first in the Celestial tier and number one overall in the Couch Cat. What is it?
What?
overall in the Couch Cat Seasonal Guild Leaderboard. I had it. Couch Cat Seasonal Guild.
Congratulations. You are TPC. You should be proud. Love you long time. Demonetized. Thank you. Thank you, King Counts, for trapping me.
All right.
Congratulations. Your guild, Babel, has placed first in the Celestial tier. And will the number sign?
Well, we'll get through it. So here, okay. Let me actually copy paste this because it removes it completely every time I try to do it. All right. So this is the description that we want to see in the freaking item, right? So add inscription here. Please submit a valid description. Doesn't give you examples as to why, so that's kind of frustrating. But all right, try again, right? Okay, it's the number one, maybe. So we'll do first. Yeah. And we'll just get rid of the parentheses, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll copy that.
But maybe the one in S1.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Dude, if that's S1, it, I'm gonna fucking make fun. Chat, get the F's ready, dude. Click it.
Wrong.
What? Is it the period?
All right, let's do it again. Period.
Do descriptions have periods? I feel like they do. No, you're not supposed to F chat. It...
Help us, chat. Help us.
Yes, chat, help me. Oh, no, not Chubby Ninja.
Okay.
Why is this not working? So
all right. No exclamation part. It's just going to look like shit.
What if you just do like, congrats, you won. You won. All right. Congrats, Babel. You fucking won.
So copy that. Let's try again, guys.
Try disabling Grammarly.
How do you do that?
It's in your browser. Okay. It should be like a little browser pop-up. Yeah. And then you're probably going to restart or refresh the page after.
It has nothing to do with Grammarly. There's no way.
No commas, no words.
All right.
The number of signs, LOL. Hold on.
What?
Oh, God. Zooming in. He froze. He froze when we zoomed in on him.
I don't understand. It was the fucking exclamation point.
Age says I think maybe? Couch Cat is banned.
But I tried to change it without... I tried the exclamation point before. I have no freaking clue what caused this to work. It looks like shit now. I don't get it.
That's congratulations. That's just, it's real your sad. It's real sad that that happened.
All right, I don't understand why that happened, but where's that?
What? What?
We're
going to
send these on stream.
What the hell, Dang Lang? Wanna be my sister? Who the fuck says stuff? Look at all the F's in global you're getting, Crazy Vi.
Dude, I don't understand.
Oh man,
I don't.
Is that
get
bannable?
It.
If I ask for F's in chat, can I get banned?
We are going to add the Celestial. Alright. Congrats to Babel for winning the Celestial Tier Conqueror. Yeah, accept that.
Maybe you'll display this on your guild homepage. I don't know.
Alright, let's do the next one. Let's do the next one.
Dagon, can you get Days to put his flex in your description, at least? Can you do that? You fought with blood.
It was still friendly. For the next one. Yeah, still friendly with Sunny Bunny. Still friendly.
Agent comes out of nowhere. Why the F spam? No one tell him. Do not narc. Do not freaking narc.
Six overall.
I'm not gonna read that backwards, you rat.
What?
We have the rat
in there. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Congratulations, your guild. Still friendly, has placed first in legendary tier and six overall in the Couch Cat Seasonal Guild Leaderboard Season 1. What a fucking mouthful. I wonder if Season 1 could be shortened down to S1 again. But I want him to keep consistent, so screw it.
Whatever works and doesn't give you
error. This we this is a guaranteed work for whatever reason. Let me double check the six. Okay.
It wasn't me, it was Crazy Fox.
Okay. So and then that goes to Sunny Bunny. Are you Sunny Bunny in game or you crashed Sunshine? Okay, Sunny Bunny. I don't know why I'm saying that. Add items. Add a trade. Got one of these bad boys. Except.
Put it right in the dump. Right in the fucking dump.
You know what? I would not mind. I think that'd be hilarious.
I feel like so many Babel members hate me for saying Beyblade that they'd be like, Alucard, please, brother. Please, just put it in the fucking dump, bro. And like, oh, that'd be it.
100%.
Yeah, I feel like they're so triggered by that.
Friendly 2? Alright, so here's the question. Friendly 2 renamed to 2 Friendly, I think. But we're going to do Friendly 2. That's not a question. That's just, I'm not asking anymore. First in the epic here, and 11th, was it? Yeah, 11th.
Well, I have the descriptions. Don't you have 2 monitors, dude?
Yeah, but I have it all running on 1 monitor so I could see chat on stream. In 11th?
They renamed my whole childhood as Root.
Add in.
Dude,
congratulations, you're friendly too.
Google is just insane these days. I like the higher volume of players throughout the day. I think the last event was a good push for us.
Yeah, their one is friendly too, so that's they're getting friendly too. Add trade for the epic. Bad boys, right? Just when you confirm before I fuck up. Okay.
Is Prix Picks gonna get banned? Do we know this?
That'd be hilarious. And then we have Elite. Customize. Great inscription. The Cult.
Daryl, you changed your name back in game? You're not committed to the cause.
And 16th, 6. It was the Cult. It was a Bolt. Add inscription. Wow. Look at us go. Bolt is only a level 11?
Fred, are you back? Are you back, Fred?
You got the Elite.
What is this?
Too easy peasy. Alright, one more. One more and we're done. I don't know why the inscription worked this way. This is sad. It was... Odd step.
I'm glad we did it on stream because I think you would have never figured it out.
Dude, I spent a long time on it.
Right? Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing, don't you think?
And yeah, it needs to be fixed.
I love the chill moments near the end of the stream. This is just very, it's very comfy. Watching. Oh, what happened? Just when I was saying this is comfy, what'd you do, man?
I was so confident I didn't even copy paste it. God damn it! Oh well, it's easy. Rare and okay. Apparently he took out dashes too. Like you could do literally nothing. 21st.
Are you serious?
You can't do a dash here anymore.
20 at AIO over.
I know I can't add a dash. Yep, I can't add dashes now in the game. Ripperoni. Whatever.
Yeah, I just feel like we get freedoms and then he takes it away.
This dude who's got the incredibly long ass.
Don't even. Steerver Gunstig. It's hard, dude. It's too hard. Yomu says, I have managed to optimize the load time by a lot. So if you want to actually show it instead of just a screenshot, then it should be good to go right now. Thank you, Yomu. We're going to save that for Thursday.
Yeah, I'm just worried about showing the URL on accident. I want to make sure it's good before the stream starts. Yeah, rare tier. You get one of these. These are a limited edition, one time only. Thank you to Tio for making these items. We'll never make them again, probably. Actually, we won't. So,
but because there's multiple titles to give out for the community awards, I think it would be cool to reach out to various version or various artist friends to do different, do the different titles to like break it up. So that one artist has to do like 10 titles.
Like a community day for the community awards?
Yeah.
Community day event for community awards?
Oh, like how everyone submits art? I guess we could do that. We just need the gold to back it up to pay them.
We need the diamonds to back it up.
We need the diamonds to back it up to pay them. Mike, are you listening, Mike? I need about 10,000 diamonds. The good stuff. The stuff that would crack my teeth open. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah.
I'll meet you at our drop location. Amelia says, came to like the stream, but I can't hear properly because Discord be louder. Thank you, Amelia. Yeah, please like the stream. But we're coming to an end anyway, so probably no one's left to like it. All right. That was the stream. Are we done? Are we good?
Yeah.
That was the stream. We're done. We talked about 12.25, not 12.5. That was CrazyFi's fault, not mine. We talked about
just like the timing of stream.
We talked about the hubbub of the seasonal guild EXP gain percentage rate. Especially starting off in the new season. Thanks to everyone. One, thank you for taking the time out of your day. I don't want to say your names, because I like to have insiders, because I'm an esports journal, you know. I can never say it, dude, without a lot. But anyway, thanks to those who always DM me, not only about changes in your guild, but what your guild's experiencing throughout the leaderboard. This was a great example of that. Roster changes are another example of that. So keep messaging me. I appreciate that. And thanks to everyone who hopped into this discussion. You know, we had Alucard there. We had Sunny, Caveman. We had a bunch of people hop in. We had the ProStore people jump in. 300 plus messages on this topic. I think it was very good. Soph is a little douchey sometimes, but you know, thank you for talking sense to people, like the hard sense. Like Soph was coming out hard a couple of times. I was like, oh my god, Soph, you're gonna hurt feelings here. But it was a good discussion. And again, head over to our Discord, go to our forums, you'll see it. It's a good read. And then also we discuss the expectations for our transitioning to match the in-game seasonal guild leaderboard. If you're just tuning in, it's Thursday. Thursday will be the first stream to cover the movements of spring season 2023. It's going to be exciting stuff here. But yeah, that's it. Crazify, thanks for being here. I'm Pison. Chat, YouTube mods, thank you for hanging out with us.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
Oh,
I am a man of my word. I said we'd do it. I said we'd do it.
No, I'm not doing it, dude. No, I have a family to care about.
One day my son will see this.
This
just
is
know
disgusting.
I love you.
This is disgusting.
Let me take these off so I don't trip myself up.
He waited till everyone left.
I can't shake my ass for anything. I'm a white boy.
Wait, you're freezing. No one will see you. Oh, no. No! Dude, demonetized.
That's all you get. That's all you get.
That was
awful. I'm a man of my word. No, now I'm going to
Hunt's,
be blushing
Hunt's
for the rest of the
here,
night.
Dude. Hunt's not even here to see it.
Sucks to be him.
Yeah, it sucks to be Hunt. Anyway, continue to play Simple MMO. Use Yomu's tool. Like the video, subscribe if you're new here, and head over to couchcatpod.com for more Simple MMO content. Why did you do that?
Don't clip it, please.